Well, we got time for one more call. Roz, who've we got?
We have Sid in Bremerton on 3.
Hello, Sid. I'm listening.
Hello, Dr. Crane. I have a terrible fear of talking on the phone to people I do not know. I freeze up. It is a severe handicap in today's fast-paced, highly competitive world.
Sid, are you reading what you're saying?
Yes, I am. The only way I can comfortably communicate on the phone is to write everything out I wish to say in advance.
Well, what if someone asks you a question you haven't anticipated?
Thank you, Dr. Crane, for your most insightful comments. Goodbye.
Wait, Sid! Sid, if you're listening, your insecurity is rooted in your fear of making a mistake. In order to beat this thing, you're going to have to practice. You see, if you work at it very hard, then one day you too may achieve the command and confidence to which we all aspire to be having. This is Dr. Fraser Crane wishing you good mental health.
That was a show good, Fraser.
Thank you, Ross.
Knock, knock.
Oh, knock, what are you doing here?
Oh, just stop by to see how you'd like to go to lunch next week at the Empire Club.
You know someone who's a member?
No, but you may.
What are you up to? You have that same smug look you had in your face when you found that recording of Kirsten Flagstaff's 1932 Gotterdammerung in the discount bin.
You think I look smug now? Wait till you see me next week. If all goes well, my lapel will be sagging under the weight of a solid gold membership pin. Mm.
Well, you'll certainly fit right in with all those greedy, arrogant blue bloods who wouldn't cross the street to spit on the rest of us.
Don't jinx it, Roz. I'm not in yet. There's still the cocktail party next week where they screen prospective members, and from what I hear, those can be grueling.
So how did all this come about?
Oh, really, I give the credit to Maris. She spent 5 years carefully cultivating the right relationships until finally this week, fortune smiled upon us. Old Judge Clements suffered a massive stroke and, lo, a vacancy opened up.
She has new meaning to the phrase, a stroke of luck.
It gets better. There are actually 2 vacancies, so my chances are doubled. Edgar Van Cortlandt has been indicted in that savings and loan scandal. Fraser, I think my time has come.
Oh, I'm very happy for you.
That's very generous of you, especially knowing you've always dreamed of a membership yourself. A lesser man would be jealous. You're not, are you?
Not at all.
Did I mention they have a planetarium on the 3rd floor?
So?
I think my work here is done.
So Niles is getting into the Empire Club.
Well, it would appear so. More power to him. After all, he deserves to have lunch in that private dining room. Read the Wall Street Journal in that fabled mahogany library.
It's eating you up inside, isn't it?
Like a carnivorous bacteria. If he gets into that club, I should too.
Well, what if I happen to know someone very high up who could probably get you invited to that cocktail party?
Oh, Roz, don't toy with me.
Mr. Strickland, please. Just tell him it's Roz.
Walter Strickland, Jr.?
Senior.
Roz, how did you ever get to know someone so important?
The less you know, the happier you'll be.
I think I need more comfortable shoes. My dogs are killing me.
Pardon?
My dogs. My feet. What do you call them in England?
Well, we mostly call our body parts by their rightful names. Except me Uncle Harold. He named parts of his anatomy after the royal family. He walked on the Queen's pins. He sat on the Duchess of Kent. He was quite a jolly fellow. That is until Aunt Kate caught him introducing the Prince of Wales to a cocktail waitress.
Have you almost finished with that?
Yes, I am, Dr. Crane. You'll have the handsomest midriff at the club tonight.
Thank you. I hope my date concurs.
Who are you taking to this shindig?
Dr. Susan Anderson. She's as boring as unbuttered toast, but she's a brilliant physician and socially well-connected.
Isn't Niles a little ticked off at you horning in on his big party?
Oh, yes, he was at first. But then I convinced him that we could be of help to each other.
We work together, we can secure both vacancies.
Boy, you and Niles, it's been the same since you were kids. If one of you has something, the other one always has to have it, too. I had to buy 2 Balinese lutes, 2 decoupage kits, 2 pairs of lederhosen. When you finally moved out of the house, that was one embarrassing garage sale.
Hello, Niles. Ready to go?
No, actually, I'm still waiting on Susan. She's at the hospital.
Where's Maris? She stayed in the Mercedes, practicing her vivacious giggle. Let's go over our strategy.
Oh, yes.
I've prepared a crib sheet on each person on the membership committee. There you are.
Mm-hmm. School ties, mm-hmm. Business affiliations, hobbies, mistresses. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I've also done some research on our competition, and frankly, I don't think we have to worry. One of them flies coach.
Oh. As good as in.
Yes.
Unless... Oh, Niles, I just had the most terrifying thought. Mm. What if some other candidate has gone to the trouble of researching the skeletons in our own closet?
Well, that's as bad as it gets.
I wouldn't be so sure. I don't think the membership committee would look kindly on your being arrested for mooning President Nixon at a campaign rally.
I was young and firm and in love with an anarchist. Besides, that's pretty minor compared to your suicide attempt.
It was not a legitimate attempt. I only stepped out onto that ledge to get Lilith's attention.
Oh, you know, Fraser, perhaps Maris and I should head on over without you. We can't have the other candidates getting a leg up on us.
Oh, that's a good idea, Niles. I'll see you there. All right.
Hi, Dad.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Hello?
Oh, Susan. Oh, my goodness, I've been expecting you. Are you in the car? Oh, no. You're still at the hospital? Well, of course, I understand. You were a sweetheart to agree to go in the first place. Well, I'll call you tomorrow. Fat chance.
Stood you up, huh?
This is disastrous.
Well, just go stag.
No, I've RSVP'd for 2. I'll look like some loser who couldn't even scrape up a date.
Hey, what are we worried about? We got our very own Cinderella right under this roof.
Wow. That's the last time I tried to get grout up without wearing rubber gloves. I've got so much gunk under my nails, I look like I've been worming a pig.
Trust me, the English accent will sell it.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's everything I ever imagined it would be and more.
What's that smell, Dr. Crean?
That's power. Oh, Daphne, listen, call me Fraser. I don't want people to know that you work for me, all right? If they ask, we've been dating for 6 months.
All right, Fraser. Anything else, Fraser? Now, are we in love, or is this just a physical thing, Fraser?
Oh, just stop that. Oh, Niles. Niles, how goes the chase?
Brilliantly. Daphne.
Evening, Dr. Crean.
What are you doing here?
Oh, Fraser takes me everywhere, don't you, sweetheart? I think I'll go sample some of the hors d'oeuvres. Back in a minute, darling.
Sweetheart, darling?
Listen, my date canceled. Daphne's filling in, all right? You can't honestly think that I would end up going out with Daphne.
Well, you are a man and she is a goddess. Whose bedroom is, after all, only 41 steps from your own.
On a completely unrelated topic, where's Maris?
The last I saw, she was apologizing to one of the other candidates' wives. Apparently, Maris bumped an entire chafing dish of crab meat into the poor woman's décolletage.
Accidents will happen.
Yes. As long as they keep the hors d'oeuvres flowing, they will.
My God. Niles, feel this leather. Oh, I have had pudding stiffer than this.
Oh, Fraser. Kenneth Spencer.
Yes, Niles, I'm sure it was very satisfying being Phi Beta Kappa at Yale, but surely you would have been happier to wear the orange and black of Princeton.
Of course, anyone who's anyone went to Princeton.
Excuse me. I'm Kenneth Spencer. I couldn't help but overhear you. As it happens, I went to Princeton.
Oh, no.
What are the odds?
Salami, I'm Dr. Fraser Crane. This is my brother, Dr. Niles Crane, the eminent psychiatrist. Oh,
my brother is too kind. He was already eminent when my eminence was merely imminent.
Try this caviar, Fraser.
Thank you.
I'm sorry it took so long, but I met the most charming gentleman, Edgar Van Cortlandt.
Van Cortlandt? Well, he lost his membership in the SNL scandal.
Actually, he was acquitted of all charges and reinstated in the club.
Oh, he was innocent?
No, just acquitted.
So, does that mean that there's only one membership?
Yes. Oh, but not to worry. One of you should be selected. You can always bring the other along as a guest.
Well, if only one of us can be honored with a membership, I hope it will be you, Fraser.
That's a very noble sentiment.
Well, I know how much it means to him. We can't risk another splashy suicide attempt.
That's very amusing, Niles. Using humor to defuse a tense situation. I'm sure that stood you in good stead when you were in prison for threatening the president. Oh,
Kenneth. Excuse me.
What are you saying, Fred? I never do it.
Let it go. Fred, do you intend to stand here running each other down and ruin both your chances?
No. Of course, you're right.
Thank you.
Cocktails, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, I'd like 2 ounces of your best 18-year-old Lowland single malt scotch.
There's a discriminating choice.
Yes, my brother has an extensive knowledge of fine wines and spirits. Undoubtedly acquired during the years when he was shacked up with a barmaid.
So my mom says, how can you never bring your boyfriends out to meet me? And I say, Mom, the plane trip to Wisconsin takes 4 hours, and that's longer than most of my relationships last.
Oh, there's Niles. No, don't look at him. Pretend we don't even see him.
Real mature, Fraser.
Thanks to that backstabber, I will never get to say the phrase I've been rehearsing for a lifetime. If you need me, I'll be at my club.
Fraser, this is so boring. Don't you both owe each other an apology?
Well, yes. But I was the first to apologize last time. Oh, wait. That means it's his turn. Oh, goody, I can be mature about this.
Fraser,
after last night's behavior, I believe an apology is in order.
I agree. Well?
Well, what?
It's your turn. I apologized first last time.
No, you didn't.
I did so. I distinctly remember. It was after that shouting match at the Monet exhibit. I had my secretary leave a heartfelt apology with your service.
No, you did. It means it is my turn again. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Oh,
it
Niles.
Was my fault. No, it was all my fault. I started the wrong thing. I'm a terrible person. I don't know where I went.
We just turned on each other like that.
It was embarrassing. My only excuse is that all my life I have dreamed of belonging to an exclusive club like the Empire. Even as a child, when I formed clubs with my teddy bears, there were always two or three who didn't make the cut. Hello. Yes, this is Dr. Crane. It's the club. Yes? I see. Well, thank you for considering me. If you'd care to speak to my brother, he's right here. Be gracious.
Hello. Yes, I see. Thank you very much for calling. And, goodbye.
Don't let it get you down. We got along fine without them before, and we'll get along fine now. We are getting along without them, aren't we?
Niles.
Oh, my God. You got in. Congratulations. I'd better go break the news to Maris.
Believe me, Niles. You are getting passed over like this has drained every drop of joy from this.
Thank you. You're a good brother.
Yeah!
Yes! I got in! I got in, my God! Shouting from the rooftops, lattes for everyone! This is the proudest day of my life!
Of course. What really matters is family.
Bag! Come on, boy. We've been working on this. You can do it. Bag? Sit.
Good boy!
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm teaching Eddie a new trick.
With my $26 a pound imported prosciutto?
Ah, wait till you see it. It's worth it.
Not unless he can sing the love duet from Tosca.
Where are you going?
Down to the Empire Club. I've come to a moral decision. I'm going to insist that they give Niles my membership.
Wow, that's a hell of a gesture.
Yes, well, I put myself in Niles' place. After all, he spent the last 15 years diligently trying to climb Seattle's social ladder. Then I waltz in, and within 2 years, I'm known throughout the city. Top it all off, I end up grabbing the prize he's wanted most of all. It just isn't fair.
You're a good kid, Frazier.
Thank you, Dad. Might as well say this while I still can. If anyone needs me, I'll be at my club.
Oh, yes, the club. The club that I helped you get into. Of course, now that you're done with me, I'm just cast aside. Unappreciated, unloved, and forgotten.
Yes, well, see, the prosciutto isn't the only imported ham in the house.
Give me your shirt. I'm not going down without a full load. Have you got anything white?
Yeah, but you're not getting them.
Hello, Dr. Crane.
Hello, Daphne. Hello, Dad.
Niles.
Just passed Frazier in the hall. Where was he off to?
He went to the club.
No wonder he was evasive. I hope you don't mind my stopping by. I just had to get out of the house, and Lord knows I had no place else to go.
You know, Niles, you may get into that club yet.
What are you talking about?
That's why Frazier went down there, to tell him to give his spot to you.
Dad, is this one of your sick jokes?
Well, I thought you'd be happy. He's given up his own membership.
What exactly did you think I would be happy about? This is humiliating. My big brother going down there to make them take me?
Well, his heart's in the right place. You could show a little gratitude.
Dad, they made their decision. They didn't take me on my own merits. I certainly don't want them to take me out of pity. I don't care if they invite me now. I don't even care if they beg.
Good boy.
Excuse me. Is the club president here?
Yes, Dr. Crane. Mr. Drake is over there.
Thank you. Excuse me. Mr. Drake.
Yes.
Dr. Frazier Crane.
Oh, yes, of course. The new blood. Please sit down.
Oh, thank you. Sir, I've come here on a matter of personal business. It's about my brother Niles, you see. Niles is sort of... Oh. Oh, my God. This leather's as soft as a baby's bottom.
Yes, on family night, we bring the babies in and do a blindfold comparison test. That's a joke, Crane.
Oh, yes, indeed. Darn good one, too, sir. Now, as I was saying, although my brother may seem a bit priggish at times, believe me, he's one of the most discriminating people I've ever known. In fact, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a bigger snob in this room. I mean...
Excuse me, sir. I thought you might enjoy a glass of port.
1896. What are you trying to say, Crane?
Glad to be aboard, sir. No. No. No, I came down here to simply say that my brother deserves membership more than I do.
and I would like to step down in his favor.
Are you serious?
Yes, yes, I am. After all, blood is thicker than port. I stand corrected.
Let me be candid with you, Crane. We all liked your brother, but some were quite firm about accepting anybody in the entertainment business. I'm afraid radio psychiatrist falls into that category.
Radio psychiatrist, but Niles... Mr. Drake, there's been a terrible mistake.
No, Fraser, there hasn't. Niles? Dad told me you would be here. Trying to get me into your snooty little club? Well, you needn't bother.
Niles, you don't understand.
No, no, you don't understand. You don't need to be the big brother anymore. I don't need you to fight my battles.
But Niles...
No, but out. Okay. Pat, as for you, you've made it quite clear how you feel about me, so I'd like to share how I feel about you. I'd sooner spend my leisure time in a smelly bus station than spend one moment with you smug, elitist big wigs with your cliched oriental carpets and your overstuffed chairs. My God, it's like a baby's bottle. You can't reject me because I reject you. Yes, I'm talking to you, Fuzzy. I prefer to remain Niles Crane, everyman. Friend of the average Joe.
Niles, I got our names mixed up. I didn't get in, you did.
What?
It was you they wanted all along.
Really? I'm in? Good God, don't just stand there, man. Fetch me some port and step lively.
Will you escort these gentlemen out?
Oh, no, 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 no. You can't think that I meant all those things that I was saying before.
Excuse me, sir. I'm afraid I must ask you to leave.
Oh. You and who else? Ah.
Niles, come along.
We don't need this club. Let us leave with the dignity with which we came.
But no, there's been a misunderstanding. I do want to be one of you. Perhaps you could put me on probation. I could just come part-time. Perhaps afternoons, or just one afternoon. Thursday's a slow day. Well, you could pick the day. I wouldn't even have to talk to anyone. I could just sit in a chair and not say a word. Please, please, please. Oh, let me stay. I belong here.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Frasier has left the building.